Today's scripture can be found in Acts chapter 14, verse 15. Men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news and telling you to turn from these worthless things of the living God who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them.
Father, make my heart ache for those who don't know you and teach me how to be an effective witness of the good news of salvation. Help me to live in such a way that the world does notice that there's something different about me, and that I can tell them that the difference is you, Jesus. Father, may I glorify you in everything that I say and do before men. Amen.
For today, reread that scripture. What does it mean to you? Do you know the whole story? Paul was telling those that they had preached to and brought life to not to worship them. They wanted to worship him. Just like many times we get into this, we have this great prophet who gives a great word or a great preacher. You know, the only person that's worthy of our worship is Jesus Christ. You want a revival in your life, you need to get back to that basic. There's no man that deserves your praise, only Christ Jesus. Everything we have in this world will slowly dissolve, rot, rust, break. Only Jesus and his love and the Father's love is forever.
Have you realized the truth yet that the things of this world are worthless? Do you turn from these things every day and turn to the living God? Today's action. On your knees today, ask the Lord to search your heart and bring to the surface anything that is hindering your growth in Christ. Today's treasure is found in the book of Romans 15:20. And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not announced, they shall see, and those who have not heard shall understand.